Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, November 16th, 2018. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. If anyone is a paranoid conspiracy theorist, can we just be honest? If anyone's a paranoid conspiracy theorist, it's these kinds of people. You know, it's people at the highest levels of leadership these days. I don't think it was always that case, always that way or the case, but everything is being, you know, all of the dissenting voices along the way have been silenced and memory-holed and unpersoned in Orwellian fashion. And the Illuminized bad guys, kind of like Smith in the Matrix, you know, just subsuming everyone, me, me, me. That's kind of what happens along the way. It's like everything else, you know, unless there is some effort applied in resistance to this nonsense, the evil just subsumes everything, it seems. Again, Edmund Burke, when bad men combine, the good must associate. Else they will fall one by one, an unpitied sacrifice in a contemptible struggle. So, if there is not resistance, again, the libertarian dilemma, you know, to live and let live, to be left alone. There are some who don't honor that. And then you start to factor in these kinds of people who, you know, if there is a paranoid conspiracy theorist, it's the folks of the Joint Chiefs of Staff or DARPA or CIA, you know, the sound bites. William Casey, we will know our disinformation campaign is complete. Ralph McGahey echoing those sentiments, saying, you know, that disinformation and propaganda are a large part of the CIA's operations, and the American public are its primary target, target number one. That's warfare, folks. So, you know, this is a Fox News article from 2 days ago, Bullets That Don't Miss, Weaponize Insects and More, Innovations from DARPA, America's Secret Lab. It's secret. And how great is that? What if you object to any of this? When did you vote on any of this happening? See what I'm saying? We should be up in arms. We should be marching on Washington today. And no one cares. It's just being normalized. We are just kind of marinating in, you know, again, like Lark and I were talking about when 2 days ago, the learned helplessness nonsense. Sniper bullets which hone in on targets, making superhuman soldiers. Terminator robots which could destroy humanity. What if that's not a good idea? Did we vote on that? Fake limbs controlled by the brain and super people. Super people? Ubermensch? Where have I heard that before? Gosh, that sounds familiar. Didn't we import a bunch of those scientists? Wasn't that Operation Paperclip? Isn't where a lot of that, you know, the dark arts and occult stuff, you know, the artful science of JPL? And now it's, you know, same thing. It's a television series. Well, you know, I mean, so Jack Parsons was, you know, an occultist, hedonist. Summoning the devil and, you know, stuff like that. And what happened to him, by the way? I mean, anyway. Why were the Israelis interested in him even back then? Anyway, so, you know, you fast forward to today, and since we've forgotten all of that history, you know, who cares? What's the big deal? We're kinder, gentler, better society now, even though we're, you know, again, Santiana, I can't say it enough. That's where we're at. Reason, the life of reason, the phases of human progress, volume one, reason and common sense. Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. Maybe we should read books like It Can't Happen Here or They Thought They Were Free, The Gulag Archipelago, Ordinary Soldiers, on and on. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. And when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, and I would say the worst parts of it. So, you know, DARPA, Joint Chiefs, paranoid conspiracy theorists, always worried that someone is going to attack them. I mean, think about it. Those people are paranoid conspiracy theorists. Maybe you ought to stop attacking other people, and then you will sleep better at night. What do you think? Maybe Jonathan Quitney had a point. Endless enemies, the making of an unfriendly world. Like Gary Webb put it, when you go around the world shooting people with American guns and American bullets, you make enemies. That pretty well sums it up, don't you think? Which is basically what George Washington told us in 1796. Turning insects into weapons, human experiments to create better brains. This is what DARPA thinks. Listen, some of DARPA's most incredible military research centers on the deadliest of weapons, the human mind. This is what these people believe. And, you know, you can read, it's the same old stuff, same old places. USC, UPA. Anyway, seafaring drones to clear minefields, the Phantom space plane, preventing nuclear threats on American streets. Oh my goodness, it's so much propaganda. Anyway, human experiments to create better brains. Did we vote on that? Do we want that? Researchers implanted electrodes into one person's brain to record mental activity associated with recognizing patterns and memorizing word lists. Gosh, that sounds exactly like what Kurzweil wrote in The Age of Spiritual Machines, Chapter 11, 2029. Doesn't it? Do you hear what's happening, America? This is a Fox News article published 2 days ago. Human experiments to create better brains. Some of DARPA's most incredible military research centers on the deadliest of weapons, the human mind. You, the public, are enemy number one. You're public enemy number one. An enemy, a danger, a nuisance, and danger to yourselves. We must control you, as Bernays wrote in The Engineering of Consent. You know, people are stupid, so we need to control them. And even if we re-educate them properly, we still need to control them. That's basically what he wrote. That's a crude paraphrasing, but it's pretty accurate. So human experiments to create better brains. Research centers on the deadliest of weapons, the human mind. Researchers implanted electrodes into one person's brain to record mental activity associated with recognizing patterns. Recognizing patterns and memorizing word lists. So pattern recognition and memory, perhaps long-term memory. Let's see, where have I heard that before? Oh, yeah. Kurzweil. Age of Spiritual Machines, published in 99, chapter 11, 2029. Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. What if I don't want that? This allows bypassing certain neural regions, for example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory, and augmenting or replacing the functions of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. So it wasn't enough just to propagandize people. It wasn't enough to have cybernetic control of people. It wasn't enough to have game theory sort of synthesize cybernetic control in a way that you can control rats and they don't even realize they're being manipulated. I think it was their idea. How cool is that? It's not enough that you have psychotropic means to do that. In all of this, you know, you read what William Sargent wrote, for example, and I've talked about that. One of the great posts is Aaron Dyke's post over at True Stream Media. I don't think it's probably up now. William Sargent, Dark General and the Battle for the Mind. Yeah, they have that, whatever it is, Wix or Weebly or whatever the heck it is. So now that article's gone. That is unfortunate. See, oh man, this needs to stop happening. Anyway, you read all of this control, messing with people. You know, the charismatic so-called Christian church services are as effective in mind-controlling people as voodoo rituals, according to the sociologists. So it's not enough to have psychotropic means and not enough to have external technological means. You know, we need to control these people more. We need to stick something in them. That would never happen, really. Well, that's what Kurzweil wrote is on tap by 2029, and you're starting to see more and more and more headlines year in and year out. I'm seeing some. I'll get to that maybe in a minute. But again, this is a Fox News article 2 days ago. Bullets that don't miss, weaponized insects and more. Innovations from DARPA, America's secret lab. Republished from the Sun, actually. That's kind of ironic, I suppose, and fitting. But, you know, human experiments to create better brains. The deadliest of weapons, the human mind. Researchers implanted electrodes into one person's brain to record mental activity associated with recognizing patterns and memorizing word lists. There's been a shakeup at Fox recently. Not that Fox is particularly, you know, redeeming or anything worthy of merit happening there, but it's gotten darker and more fascist, I would say, in the wake of, you know, certain high profile events in the last many months. I think I just see more of this hardcore stuff. Last point on that note, and then to the phones. There's another story. The CIA thing that I was talking about. Where is that? There it is. Ex-CIA officer. Stopping mass killers in the U.S. isn't simple, but here are steps we can take to combat them. That was yesterday. That's some seriously awesome propaganda. And you should check that out. I mean, you know how it reads. It's you know, again, speaking of the Toynbee method, who can make war with the beast? Who can argue with the beast? So Daniel Hoffman, ex-CIA officer, stopping mass killers in the U.S. isn't simple, but here are steps we can take to combat them. I disagree. I think that, you know, virtue, morality, and religion combined with what Robert Heinlein said, an armed society is a polite society, again, predicated on the former, and that's it. It's pretty simple. to the phones, Glenn in Philly. Thanks for calling. Welcome. We lost Glenn. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. You've touched on so many different subjects.
And yet it's all the same, right?
They're all linked.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can put this in a way that's comprehensible. You know, Melissa Dykes and Aaron did the video on Tesla technology about the tower down in Texas. So that I believe, yeah. You know, if Nikola Tesla had it figured out 100 years ago, 110 years ago, then it's pretty safe to assume that it's even more advanced than it was. Just like military weapons, we're seeing things now that they are new that I know for a fact are 40 right. years old because I was using them 40 years ago. So anyway.
Well, we hear stuff like Moab story that circulates every once in a while. It circulated last year. It was 2013, 2012, 2008, I want to say. And Russia has one, the FOAB, the father of all, stuff like that, right? And that's not even scratching the surface.
Telling you that if they're talking about smart bullets, let me assure you, as a weapons mechanic from the military 42 years ago, if they're telling you about a smart bullet, they have much worse.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Here's the thing, to go back to Tesla technology, if Tesla had it figured out, I'm looking at buildings now. I heard a little bit of a blip, well, actually a quite a long blip, out of California, out of Fullerton, Joe Imbriano, who didn't want to question why the towers came down, but why were they built? And he tied some things together that were very interesting. And it's got me looking at the architecture around the country, specifically in Nashville.
Well, speaking of that, just quickly, I've obviously mentioned Toynbee quite a bit today, and his Wikipedia entry, I'm trying to pull it up real fast, not to take you off track, but...
Well, you won't get me off track.
Oh, it's Wiki quote. Right. Let's see. Yeah, they have, that infamous image, and it's an Air Force photo of the, that blue light stuff where the tower stood. That's the picture on Toynbee's Wiki quote page. Civilization is a movement and not a condition, a voyage and not a harbor, is the quote that is the caption of that image. It is at the top of Toynbee's Wiki quote page. Interesting? I don't know. Whatever.
Well, and I'll try to tie it in this way. You know, with the towers, why were they built? He suggests that they were actually because of the slurry and the rebar and the massive electrical machinations that were under the towers, that they may have been power generators. And I hear the music, so I'll hold those.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. I have sort of heard that from time to time, but never really looked into it. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're on phones. John in Tennessee, go ahead.
All right. Well, what I was saying was that he supposes that the towers were actually power generators. Several years ago, Chris, I come across some information that led me to not necessarily believe, but to speculate what the pyramids were all about. Were they power stations? So here in Nashville, we've got a bicentennial mall that was created in 1996 to celebrate Tennessee's 200th anniversary. And it's basically modeled after the ancient city of Pergamum. You know, they've got a mall, and it's at the base of the Capitol. The Capitol is up on a hill, just like Pergamum. And they've got these clarion bells at play. It's like a musical instrument, but it's very dark, it's very occult, it's very esoteric when you go look at it in the construction. So I got to wondering about the buildings in Nashville, the mall, you know, this park that they built. And I went to the architect's website. I don't remember their name, but the firm that actually created the architecture, and I looked at their portfolio. All of the major buildings in Nashville were designed by them, and that's not unusual. What is unusual is that when I came to the Adventure Science Center here in Nashville, it's actually round, and when you look at the portfolio on their website, it shows Stonehenge right above a rendering of the Science Center. It shows Stonehenge, and it's clear to see that when they designed this Adventure Science Center, which has a pyramid on top, They actually were recreating what they believed Stonehenge was. And for anyone that doesn't know, it was made out of a stone called sarsen, which had some sort of power. So then I started looking at this Bell South building. It's the largest building in Nashville. We call it the Bat Towers because it looks like Batman.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. Have you seen it?
No.
It's like 100 stories tall, and it's got two spires and antennas, and it looks like something that, you know, at some date in the future, you could see a lightning arc between the two towers, like something out of Ghostbusters, literally.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking at this, and I'm wondering, because we have strange, we've got the Parthenon of Pericles here in a park, an exact replica that they built for the 100th anniversary of the founding of Tennessee. That was the gift to Tennessee, a Parthenon. In Memphis, we've got a pyramid all over, not just in Nashville, I'm sure in every city. Look at the Space Needle. Look at what they've got in Dallas. They've got a partially complete Tower of Babel in Dallas. Did you know that? It's right
yes.
in the center of town.
Yep.
Okay. The word Daleth in Hebrew, which is where Dallas gets its name, is doorway. So what is it a doorway to? Nashville in Hebrew, Nahash or Nakash, is actually serpent, which is where Nashville gets its name from. So I know I'm taking you off in an area, but I'm wondering, Chris, if we're not surrounded by Tesla technology, and this 5G that they're putting up is just like transmitters, where they're actually drawing power out of the Earth's crust, and at some point they're going to fire them dudes up, and anybody that isn't properly grounded is going to just lay down. I'm serious. Because we know what the Bible says about what's going to happen to so much of the Earth's population. It's going to be destroyed.
Yeah, that's an interesting plan.
And it's
words,
not God that's going to be doing it.
Yeah, I know that, you know, Richie has talked about the same thing, Richie from Boston. And when you really start, you know, again, that's why I'm talking about, you know, this control and how it just goes to the next level and the next level. We, you know, it's propaganda, it's cybernetics, it's psychotropics, it's psychotronics, which includes technology. And now it's not enough to have all of those external controls. Now we got to stick something in people. Folks, when you start to look at this overwhelming effort and ceaseless effort to control, you know, the unwashed masses, so to speak, you have to wonder, is the Bible is that a real concern when you have, well, the Fox News article that I mentioned, which is a reflection of what Kurzweil wrote, and he's the head of R&D over at Google these days, with, you know, infinite resources to bring about the kinds of things that he's written. So you have to wonder. And
look, I'll leave it at that. I've got a lot more I can say, but I want to leave room for someone else to comment on it. Look around your city, folks, and see what they're putting up. And then realize just how important the spiritual armor is.
Yep.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, November 16th, 2018. So, Kurzweil, chapter 11, 2029 of Age of Spiritual Machines. Displays are now implanted in the eyes. Input-output devices, cochlear implants, originally used just for the hearing impaired, are now ubiquitous. Cochlear implants. These implants provide input-output auditory communication. And direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. And visual pattern recognition, long-term memory, functions like that can be augmented or replaced by computing performed either with a neural implant or externally. So you have cochlear implants or auditory implants, visual implants. And, they don't mean permanent. Really, displays are now implanted in the eyes with a choice of permanent implants or removable implants. That sounds permanent to me. Permanent sounds permanent. So you have visual, auditory, and neural implants mentioned in two paragraphs. And Aaron and Melissa Dykes opened their video. Science admitted signals control us with the Philip K. Dick quote. Maybe each human being lives in a unique world, a private world different from those inhabited and experienced by all other humans. If reality differs from person to person, can we speak of reality singular, or shouldn't we really be talking about plural realities? So anyway, and speaking of Tennessee, John, I know that he probably knows, but others might not. The spreading of the love and the spreading of the wealth. Amazon, I didn't mention the other day, Amazon also is going to be doing some work there in Tennessee, which corresponds to what John was talking about, just more old school bad guy stuff. And then, of course, you know, Virginia and New York. And there's some interesting articles that I saw the other day, speaking of Amazon, that just sort of speak to why it's, you know, it's more technocratic nonsense. It's more, what's his name? You know, Jeremy Rifkin, zero marginal cost nonsense. WBUR, why Amazon snub of Boston is a good thing. New York Times, Amazon's deal is a bad bargain. Yahoo Finance, Amazon HQ2 is bad news for NYC's renters. You know, stories like that. And one that I need to get back to, the Register ran this story, and I was going to mention this. We'll come back to this. Before Black Friday, check this article out. Creepy or super creepy? That is the question Mozilla's throwing at IoT Christmas pressies. 'Tis the season to be tracked by your connected water bottle. Published yesterday. Last couple of days. Anyway, back to the phones. Glenn in Philly, thanks for calling back. He's back. Welcome.
Hi.
Glenn.
Yeah, this really does get wearisome. You know the James Bond movie, GoldenEye, with Pierce Brosnan? There was this computer geek, and it looked like Bill Gates. He constantly flicked and clicked his pen and said, I am invincible. Right. And of course, yep. He gets frozen by liquid nitrogen in the end. I just picture there being some geeky dweeb like that in a cubicle somewhere in Virginia or Utah who likes to push some button and make my calls drop, you know. Just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get me, though.
Exactly.
You know. By the way, are you aware that when you say the word folks nowadays, you inflect it the way Obama does? Folks? Folks?
No.
Yeah, I think you developed it from mocking him. Now it's part of your standard repertoire.
Yeah. Maybe he was listening to the broadcast. Maybe it was him mocking me. I don't know.
I hope not. You say folks now. That's like I think of Obama every time I hear it. Permanent is only permanent until you die in terms of those implants, you know.
Good point. It connotes a certain, you know, eternal permanency too, unfortunately. But yeah.
Well, you figure even the people who were raised from the dead or healed of blindness or lameness or deafness, they all died later on anyway. So it's like ordained and put it onto all men once to die and then to judgment. So even if you get healed, even your healing is temporary.
Well, but that's the real big issue. You know, again, getting right back to Revelation chapter 13, these implants are, you know, they seem to hearken to that nefarious motive. I mean, seem is putting it mildly. They do hearken to that. And there are spiritual and eternal consequences to that. If we're to
sure, the idolatrous blasphemy is self-worship. Absolutely. it's the way it is. All this talk of control sounds mighty Calvinistic to me, hence the reason. Hello?
Anyway, you cut out there for a second. Calvinistic and what?
I say this all this talk of control, yeah, sounds remarkably Calvinistic, hence the reason I'm not a Calvinist, you know, this notion
of
God.
Well, neither was Calvin.
Yeah, really. Exactly. I know. I don't know. I kept falling asleep when I tried to read my two-volume set of the Institutes in grad school, so I never made it all the way through the Institutes.
I fall asleep reading about the tulip, but anyway.
Yeah. Total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace and perseverance of the saints. That much I got.
I'm snoring.
I have that effect on people, no matter what I'm talking about, really.
No, it's but, the tulip in this case. Anyway.
Yeah. But the whole control thing is quite something. I just actually, the reason I called it, I was chuckling at the folks thing.
Huh.
Oh, and about the architecture. There's all kinds of weird architecture all over the place. And yeah. Memphis, by the way, is the name of an Egyptian city.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have all sorts of, you know, Egyptian cities all over the U.S. and stuff. The Frost Bank Tower is very Batman-esque. You know, to that looks like a, you know, a bat cave type of thing.
I think the best expose on all of that was Tex Mar's Mysterious Monuments. Personally, I think that was a marvelous work.
Yeah, and some of them don't even look like it. Like down in Galveston, you have the Moody Gardens. It's kind of like a mini Smithsonian tourist trap, but it's comprised of three structural glass pyramids, you know, different colors. So there's Orion's Belt for you right there. You know, it's everywhere.
Yep, it is.
Well, it's like when you hear these evangelists preach about all the occult symbology in corporate logos, you know, it's and even the names. I mean, look at the car brand, Mazda, Ahura Mazda, you know.
The Zoroastrian god, yep.
Yeah, the Chevy emblem being Saturn, the GM car brand, Saturn, yeah, you know, the various... Yep. Planetary and solar cultuses, and it's because you know what? It's of the world. It's in the world, and it's of the world, and it's not Gnostic. It's, you know, but when they talk in the Bible, you know, they have Paul or something talking about the world. That's what he's talking about. It was corrupt then, and it was pagan then, and it worshipped the creation rather than the creator back then, and it still does today.
Yeah.
And these people have influence. Oh, well, that's about, I guess, all I had. It's, I guess, nothing super profound, but just so you know, I like to hear myself talk, so I thought I'd give you a buzz.
Right on. Thanks,
okay,
Glenn.
Thanks.
I appreciate it, as always. And provocative insights. Back to the phones, Brian in Washington. Welcome. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, Brian.
Well, speaking of Tennessee... You know, there's a place called The Farm there, and I watched a documentary. It's this guy named Bates, and he's touring everybody around. Isn't this a spectacular little kibbutz eco-village? And we broadcast Wi-Fi to all these kids. And I just thought, well, this hypocritical. And the comments that he ignores is... I guess you aren't aware of the danger of this stuff, but it's just on a side, your interest in all of this AI and surveillance. I'm doing a shameless plug for PJ's show on Saturday night. I think we're going to get a special ops veteran that knows quite a bit about this on this Saturday, possibly. You never know about PJ. So, shameless plug. I know that, you know, we are always trying to do our best. That's what Mer Bailey would say when you compliment her on her amazing skills. She says, I do what I can. So, I wanted to thank you for inviting Brendan on, and I hope whatever his response was, which I think if it's anything like what he told me, you shouldn't take it personal. I don't think that he's just found his stardom and thinks he's so important. I don't think that's what's going on. I think, like Nick Spiro, getting Lark on, and he meets a untimely demise of a dirt nap. I think that is why Brendan is staying away from this communitarian word, is my suspicion. I've just been kind of following Herzog and him, and anyway, it's more. Go ahead.
I did reach out to him, primarily at your behest and your urging, and his response, just so that, you know, I don't know, for whatever it's worth, his response was, hi, Chris Joseph and or John Swin and Cheyenne are absolute experts, far surpassing me on this issue. I've CC'd them, And then he sent the video, you know, the 20,000, if he just stops talking about Donald Trump. But that was in response to my invitation to him to come on this broadcast. And, you know, I mentioned that I shared his concern with the Israeli espionage in particular. And I think it's interesting, you know, we hear the word, what is that word that we hear a lot? Bucolic. I've seen the word, you know, when the California fires come up, I've seen the word bucolic come up numerous times in the last just couple of weeks, which is interesting. I think that's a, I don't know, maybe it's my own dog whistle, but, you know, the word espionage, I don't hear it. I don't see it when we're talking about Talpiot and Unit 8200. It's espionage, which is interesting because to me, I think what's happening there is basically we're pretending that it's not espionage. I mean, after all, you know, they are our dearest ally in the region, but it's espionage. And so anyway, that was his response in my invitation and, you know, mentioning that I share his concern with Israeli espionage.
Yeah,
counterfeit Israel.
Hats off to you. Yeah. You have mentioned his work so many times. It is getting out through your efforts. I think I emailed, responded, replied back to him saying, well, John and all of these guys don't know the first thing about permaculture, and Brendan, your dad, was a commander on a brush fire outfit crew in Australia. I want to talk to Interior Secretary Zinke. And you see, he's a commander, was a commander of the Navy SEALs in Iraq. And I know you are a SEAL.
He's an establishment guy, though.
Yeah, but, you know, he's in the hot seat, much like I was trying to encourage you to get Brendan on, because Brendan's in the hot seat. He doesn't know what his future is. He could, you know, play this chess game properly and get his butt out of this pickle. And you see, Zinke's in a hot seat as well, in that both the right and left are frying his backside because of all kinds of things. Enter an opportunity, I'm thinking, to get him on your show for 2 hours to discuss my beloved solution to wildfires and farming and all these unimportant things that Biojar creates. I am so thankful to have studied what Lark has presented and Nikki, because I'm in the middle of something that has so many similarities to trying to get this communitarian word out, and that being, I want to discuss this biochar thing, but the so-called group that we are affiliated with, I'm constantly running into the dialectic, or since you are part of this group, you must share all of our warming politics, and if you are a denier, adios. It's just got communitarian written all over it without my knowledge of it. I would just say, I'm out of here. Can't help you. Can't work with you. But if I do contact Zinke, you may provide a way where he can get out of this. He's from Whitefish, Montana. You guys would have plenty to talk about. Plus, this kid that was going to go to Evergreen College, and he's doing a Craigslist job he got in the neighborhood. I said, hey, check out this biochar thing. Come on over and see. I got furnaces going. And he fell in love with it, went to Evergreen College for 2 years to get a bachelor's in forestry and agriculture. And he's learned how to weld from tinkering on stuff with me. And they're asking him at what they call the organic farm at Evergreen, oh, can you make this attachment for this tractor? Well, with the skills he learned in 2 months tinkering with my equipment, building a few things, sure, I can do that. So he is a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier airplane technician. Electronic surveillance is what he's all about. And what do you see? Completely in love with this biochar thing. He's doing kind of like me, not squatting on other people's lands, but he is caretaking, paying rent or whatever, and he's out there at these log and slash piles and making with a huge oil gas tank that he's repurposed and sliced down the middle so it's a big trough. I have a manager of over 100,000 acres of timber in Washington, Oregon that I'm in contact with, and he says, you know, this initiative 1631 failed, Brian, but that doesn't mean now there's no interest. There is a void for this subject, and we can fill it. So I could see Zinke, you, and this aircraft technician filling in a couple hours of your show. And just, again, I'm just trying to do what I can, but it's, and you're a great quote guy. Is there some quote about it's the small little podunk independent people are told they're never going to make any difference, but they're the ones that change things? That's all I'm trying to do. But I think this Zinke, what do you think of that thought?
I don't hold any hope in any dialogue with Ryan Zinke.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you asked me my thought, and that's just it. I mean, in a plain and simple sense, he's an establishment guy, and he has questionable history. I talked about that a little bit before his appointment, and, you know, his service was not exemplary, which, you know, isn't necessarily a big deal. But it's sort of a pattern of stuff. And so basically he's an establishment guy. He's a sycophant to power that's a gross oversimplification, but that's what it comes down to. He's not a man of the people.
So you have problems with him, but if Jenna was to set this up, would you put those aside?
It's not that I would not be willing to have a conversation. I just wouldn't be hopeful that it would be fruitful.
Great big high five across the whatever two states were apart from each other. Thank you for that response.
You bet.
I'm just desperate to try and remove some of this fire hazard and the dialogue of, well, you can't deny, though, temperatures are getting warmer, Brian. Well, no, I can't. But why can't I discuss solar radiation management and weather warfare in this discussion? I'm in hell o' pickle. But I got to have something that might work out. I'm going to let you get back to your show. Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Brian. I mean, I would be willing to have a conversation with anyone, but that's one that I wouldn't hold out hope that would be fruitful. Just, you know, back to the phones. Miller in New York, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris. How you doing, sir?
Not too bad, thanks. You?
I'm good. Just a follow-up on, I'm actually kind of interested in that CIA talking about, this is what we can do to stop mass shootings.
Right. Ex-CIA officer, stopping mass killers in the U.S. isn't simple, but here are steps we can take. Mm-hmm. Daniel Hoffman, weighing in at Fox News. Anyway.
There's no such thing as a former CIA agent.
Exactly.
I'm actually, with all these mass shootings, I'm reminded of a quote, or a scene rather, from The Matrix, the first one, where Neo is walking through the house and they're looking for the phone, and he sees the cat walk by twice, right. The black cat.
Deja
vu. Trinity tells him, Yeah, what? Deja vu. Trinity tells him that's a sign that they changed something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is. It's kind of a long-winded problem-reaction-solution, but we're getting these mass shootings over and over again. That's when they change something. Oh, look, here's the solution. Brought to you by the corporation.
And again, you know, all of that circles back to the Toynbee method, so to speak, of the Rhodes-Milner roundtable groups, the Royal Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, CSIS, all of these organizations, they use the same method. First, it's goal setting. It's planning. It's not problem, reaction, solution in dialectic conflict model fashion. It's goal setting. What do we want to accomplish? Okay, how can we foment a crisis, whether it's, you know, lie hop, let it happen on purpose, my hop, make it happen on purpose, high hop, help it happen on purpose, whatever, it's an IHOP, it happened on purpose. And so you engineer circumstances, you sort of orchestrate things in a way that will bring about some kind of problem that you can foment a reaction to, and then say, hey, here's an idea, which was what you planned to do all along.
So I sent you that the New York Times link on Obama's smart gun policy he was trying to get passed through in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And just to follow up on that, this was put out in April. That article was put out in April of 2016. And the bill got stiff opposition from Congress. But what happens later on in the year? Well, the House passed H.R. 4919, which lets them law enforcement decide who should and should not be microchipped based on mental disorders.
Right.
Now,
and for those that don't know, that actually predates Obama. Folks can go to the FDA, as I've mentioned, and go right now to FDA.gov and check out the Class 2 stuff. Remember, folks, the document issued December 10, 2004, Class 2 Special Controls Guidance Document, Implantable Radio Frequency Transponder System for Patient Identification and Transponder System? Anyway, yeah, it's been in the works for a long time. That'll do it. Thanks, Miller. Skip, sorry we missed you. Lark, obviously, sorry.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.